Okay. Oh, wow. Nice. I actually managed to fucking do something correctly. Maybe. Maybe I'm speaking too soon. Okay. Let's see. I think everything is kosher. So why doesn't somebody call me and we can test this nonsense? I'm gonna leave Steam off for now because I don't know what fucked up my settings last time, and I'm gonna, like, leave as few applications open as possible to make sure that nothing, or I shouldn't say make sure because I don't know, there's nothing remotely sure about anything. Okay, we have our first caller. Walla, hello.
Howdy.
Hey, alright, I can hear you.
Thought I'd keep things controversial.
Oh, okay. What do we got?
Souls game, besides Dark Souls, is mediocre, and they put zero effort in compared to Dark Souls 1.
It's bullshit, and you know it. Oh, wait a minute.
The ring deals.
Thread. Let me know if you can hear the guest. I don't know how well this is all coming through. I can see via the loop stream thing that I am audible.
Okay,
Wallace, say a bunch of shit.
Can Lucas hear me? Okay, awesome. Glad the Gookas can hear me. Yeah, so I think Dark Souls 1, I have not played Demon Souls, so I can't comment on that, but I think Dark Souls 2 and Dark Souls 3 were both incredibly phoned in.
It's horse shit, come on.
Raid City DLC is great. I think it's the only part of Dark Souls 3 that feels like it has a creative vision to it. The rest of Dark Souls 3 felt like Dark Souls 2 was really unpopular, so let's just try to retread Dark Souls 1 as much as we can.
I don't think I agree with that. I mean, I think that, like, yeah, there were obviously a lot of callbacks, but I also think that the point was to kind of conclude the story. They were wrapping it up as a trilogy, so there has to be connection to Dark Souls 1.
I agree with the general concept of that, but I don't think they really went into that as much as they could have. I think they went into as, oh, you remember Anne Orlando, right? We're back at Anne Orlando.
Well, why wouldn't you be? Like, Anne Orlando is one of the most central locations in that entire world. Like,
yeah,
it wouldn't
but I don't
make
think
sense.
They did anything great with it. It was like, yeah, this feels like Anne Orlando. It doesn't feel like maybe this. Like, what I think would have been a more cool thing is show it as Anne Orlando, but it's been drastically changed to show, like, this new regime came into power. They used Anne Orlando in their own way. You know, they modified Anne Orlando in a way where you don't realize it's Anne Orlando for a while through until maybe you get to the throne room where you fight Aldrich or something like that.
But I thought that was what was good about it. Like, the fact that, like, when you come to the realization that you're at Anne Orlando, it's like, oh shit. And then when you realize that you're fighting a fucking creature that ate Gwyndolin and is using his power against you, it's like, oh shit. And then you realize that his fucking theme song is Gwyndolin's theme song, but all fucked up. And then you're like, oh,
yeah.
Shit. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess I realized it was Anne Orlando earlier than some people did from looking in the thread. But I personally just, I don't think, am I cursing or is it Google cursing? I don't think I'm cursing too much.
No, you're cursing a lot. You should limit that.
I'm getting really self-conscious now. Okay, so I really think that, like, the boss, that was actually one of the more memorable bosses. I don't think it was a great fight, though. But I
Aldrich was not my favorite fight in that game, that's for sure.
I just think they could have done more with, like, bring back Anne Orlando could have been a good idea. I felt it was very lazily done.
I mean, if anything, I think that maybe, like, it could have been more in ruins. Like, it should have been really messed up, but I definitely didn't. Oh, BGM died. I don't know. I didn't hate it. I thought it was pretty good. I will say this. There were more parts of Dark Souls 3 that were, like, boring, particularly the castle bits. Like, I found all the Lothric castle stuff to be pretty drab. Part of the reason, too, it's, like, a color palette thing. Like, most of Dark Souls 3's color palette in general is, like, very muted, very bland colors, whereas Dark Souls 1 was a lot more colorful. you had, you know, the Darkroot Garden, which is all vibrant greens. Then you had Izalith, which is all lava themed. Then you have, you know, obviously Anor Londo, where like everything is gold. And for a majority of Dark Souls 3, you're going through like very faded, blasé aesthetic areas. But at the same time, I think that ties into the lore, because the lore is supposed to be the world is petering out and everything's becoming ash. But at the same time, like, I get why, like, even though that's an acceptable lore reason, it's not necessarily the best gameplay experience for the player.
Yeah, the first area really stopped me from playing Dark Souls 3. It's so boring to me, the part where you're fighting through the village.
Yeah, I kind of just got through that, and I didn't even explore all of it. In fact, I missed the entire quest line with that thief guy that Patches. Fuck Patches. I remember when he was a spider, dickhead.
Ooh, to that Gooka, I'm incredibly looking forward to Shin Megami Tensei V. I might buy a Switch just for it.
Oh boy, is this the part where I rag on Persona?
Okay, listen here. Persona 3 and 4 are highly flawed games that are very enjoyable, but have humongous flaws. The gameplay is highly flawed, especially in 3. 3, as much as people like to say it's the best game ever, has huge issues. Tartarus is awful. Tartarus is one of the worst and most miserable experiences I've had in a JRPG for combat. Persona 4 kinda makes it better by having visual distinctions. It's not great, but it's better. 5 is the first one that has, like, really fun dungeons.
Okay. I do know that I have to get into 5. It's okay. On my list.
I've been calling up for not having hot takes. I'm gonna drop my hottest hot take.
Oh no.
I think Macross Frontier fucking sucks. Oh, sorry for cursing, Lucas. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Why don't you put a fucking lid on that, asshole?
I think the issue with Macross Frontier is that it's the first to make music feel like a blatant weapon, where the original Macross 7, it's like the beauty of music. That's what makes people kind of fall for it. It's the beauty of music makes them, you know, get distracted or makes them kind of not want to fight. Where in Macross Frontier, it's basically, I am brainwashing you with my music.
Yeah, no, I can, like, I watched Frontier a couple of years ago, and other than, like, how much I want to fuck the female leads, I don't remember much about it, so, yeah, it's pretty fair.
I also think, like, a lot of the drama in Frontier could easily be solved if people just talk to each other, which, I get that human beings don't tend to, you know, resolve things by talking, but it can take me out of an anime when it's that blatant.
Okay, here's the other question. Ranka or Cheryl?
I like Cheryl better.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Cheryl's
not perfect either, but Ranka comes off as very childish and selfish. I mean, that's partially because she is a child.
Yeah.
So that's not the worst thing in the world. Like, it's a good part of her character because she is a literal child, but still.
Yeah.
I do like Symphogear.
Yeah, if you don't like Symphogear, you have garbage taste. That being said,
okay, I want to talk to that Gook in the thread quickly. In Macross 7, it is sort of a weapon, but it's about the fact that Basra loves music, and when he sings it so much that the people also feel the love of music, and they realize it's kind of like a culture shock from the original Macross. That's my point I'm making.
It's a good point. It's a fair point. I definitely see where you're coming from. Like, I enjoyed Frontier while I was watching it, but other than, like, the actual quality of the songs itself and the actual, like, heroines,
yeah.
I too, like, didn't think the anime was that strong or memorable, especially not compared with OG Macross and Do You Remember Love, which are vastly superior shows.
Do You Remember Love is a masterpiece.
Yeah, absolute god tier. And everybody who is in the thread or listening right now, if you have not watched Macross Do You Remember Love, you should do that immediately.
I would suggest watching the series first.
Yeah.
SDF. Because it's kind of built on you watching SDF first. You can watch it without it, but there's a lot of small things that you wouldn't get. Like, why is Max and Milia flying off together? That doesn't make any sense. They don't do anything with that in the movie, but it's just assuming you know that Max and Milia become a couple from the original show. But it's a really good movie. I really love it. I think Seven's great, but it's not for everyone. It can be very tedious at times, and it definitely relies on you liking Basra. If you don't like Basra, you're gonna hate the show.
Yeah, that's fair. Somebody.
Frontier though, like Frontier has amazing music. I'll never say Frontier's music is bad. It's great. Oh, yeah. I love Valkyrie. Valkyrie's music is the only thing that's good about Delta.
Yeah, that's also accurate.
Yeah, did you watch Delta?
No, for the exact reason you just said, that I've heard that the only thing worth consuming is the music, and that's it.
It's very good. The first